We're joined by Alexis Goldsmith, who is the National Field Organizer for Beyond Plastic, which I should mention my wife is a co-founder and director of. And Congressman Paul Tanku, who represents the Capital District, is chair of the Climate Change Subcommittee of the Energy and Commerce Committee in the House of Representatives. And he's been taking a lot of flack for his recent climate bill, the Clean Future Act, and groups like Food and Water Watch are very disturbed with his promotion of what they call false climate solutions, such as natural gas, biomass, nuclear power, and support for carbon capture technology. But Beyond Plastics has a different concern, and that is the inclusion of incineration as part of the act. So, Alexis, why don't you give us a brief overview of what Beyond Plastics is and then why you and other groups are concerned about the Clean Future Act from Congressman Tanku?
Yes, thanks, Mark. Beyond Plastics is a national project based out of Bennington College that is spearheaded by Judith Enck, the former in EPA administrator for U.S. Region 2. And what we do is organize and advocate for waste policies to address plastic pollution and try to educate people about the plastic pollution crisis and its connection to the climate crisis. And in the Clean Future Act, which is being led by Representative Paul Tanku and Frank Pallone, there's a provision on. There's a lot of waste provisions in the act, and some of them we really like, including pausing permits for new plastics manufacturing facilities. But there's a provision that would allow incineration of post-municipal waste, post-consumer waste, to be considered clean energy. And we have serious concerns with that.
What would be some of those concerns, and what do you exactly mean by this post-waste?
Well, some of the concerns are a lot of post-consumer waste is plastic, particularly plastic packaging. The world is manufacturing more than 400 million tons of plastic every year. That's up from zero since 1950, and half of all plastic ever created was created in just the last 15 years. But 40% of new plastic is for single-use packaging. So there is a waste crisis where the plastic is adding up. It's overwhelming municipalities that can't deal with it. So some municipalities are turning to incineration for plastic. And our concern is that, one, plastic, burning plastic is not clean energy. It releases dioxins, furans, and mercury, lead, some of the most toxic emissions out there. And the second concern is that burning waste doesn't eliminate the need for landfills. For every 3 pounds of waste that is incinerated, 1 pound of toxic ash is produced, and that toxic ash creates a new need for hazardous waste landfills.
You mentioned that some municipalities are turning to the burning of plastic, but I actually, back in 1985, wrote perhaps the first real national report pointing out the financial and environmental dangers of garbage incineration. So unfortunately, it's been around for almost 4 decades at this point, and many of the Capital District residents remember the fight about 30 years ago to shut down the Albany Ansys incinerator, garbage incinerator that was heating the Empire State Plaza. So why would Congressman Tanku, given, you know, the pretty strong effort in New York State and particularly in the Capital District to stop these garbage incinerators, and you mentioned they burn plastic. You burn plastic and paper together because they have high BTU, and that elevates the temperature, which increases the efficiency of the burn. But unfortunately, when you burn paper and plastic at the same time, you create dioxin, which was the thing in Agent Orange. Why would Congressman Tanku be supportive of garbage incineration at this point?
Well, I can't speak for Congress Member Tanku, but we're certainly urging him to remove that provision in the bill. I think that this is an industry-led push because the real solution is to make less plastic. We need source reduction to address the waste crisis, the plastic waste crisis. And some of that is included in the Break Free from Plastic Pollution Act, which was just reintroduced to Congress last week. It includes extended producer responsibility. It includes a pause on new plastics manufacturing facilities. And I'll note that Congressmember Tonko is not a co-sponsor of the Break Free from Plastic Pollution Act, which I find interesting. But you're right, the Capital Region and Tonko's residents in particular are fighting a lot of downstream issues with waste. There's the Dunn landfill, there's the Norlite incinerator, which doesn't burn municipal waste, but it is a waste incinerator. There's the Lafarge cement plant that wants to burn tires, which I'll note are made of plastic. And there's Wheelabrator. It's not in Tonko's district, but it's sort of in our region.
Is that in the Glens Falls area?
Up in Glens Falls, yeah. So I think the issue is that industry doesn't want to make less plastic because they've profited a lot off of these externalized costs of plastic, because it's municipalities that are paying to deal with the plastic waste, paying to recycle it when there's no markets for recycling, paying to landfill it, landfills are filling up early, paying to incinerate it, paying the health and human impacts, the environmental impacts. And municipalities without source reduction are turning to extreme measures like incineration to deal with the plastic issue. And on paper, these facilities sound really good. It's like it gets rid of the, it's like out of sight, out of mind, gets rid of the plastic waste. They operate well on paper, but in reality, they emit toxic emissions and cause more environmental justice impacts and more environmental impacts at a time when, you know, we're experiencing mass loss of biodiversity. We're experiencing mass extinction and a climate crisis that humanity has never faced before. So I hope that Paul Tonko will remove this this provision from the Clean Future Act.
And ironically, incineration does not eliminate the need for landfill, and actually makes the landfill more dangerous, because you end up concentrating your most toxic materials with the leftover ash and also anything that's captured by the filters. So on Wednesday, March 31st, I understand that Beyond Plastic is urging people to have a little discussion with Congressman Tonko on this issue.
That's
what can people
right.
do if they want to express their opinion on this?
Right. There's a global day of action being spearheaded by the Global Alliance for Incineration Alternatives, also known as GAIA. But Beyond Plastics is urging people this Wednesday, the 31st, to call Congressmember Tonko's office and urge him to reject incineration as a source of clean energy in the Clean Future Act. It's not clean energy. And, you know, it's just common sense. Clean energy doesn't have a smokestack. And we're also urging people to tweet at Tonko and to write a letter to the editor, especially if you've been affected by an incinerator.
Those wanting to express your opinion to Congressman Tonko on the issue of incineration in his bill can call his D.C. office at 202-225-5076.
To find more information, you can go to beyondplastics.org is our website, facebook.com, we're Beyond Plastics Action. On Twitter, we're at Plastics Beyond. Or you can email me, alexisgoldsmith@bennington.edu. I think that's it.
Okay, well, thank you very much. You've been talking with Alexis Goldsmith, the national field organizer for Beyond Plastics. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.